General LeMay would be proud. Warning. The following briefing film is classified Secret Indigo March Snipe. If you do not have Secret Indigo March Snipe clearance, leave the auditorium now and report to your unit security officer for debriefing. Failing to observe this notice is an imprisonable offense. You have 60 seconds to comply. Video clip. Shot of huge bomber, rounded gun turret sprouting like mushrooms from the decaying log of its fuselage, weirdly bulbous engine pod slung too far out toward each wingtip, four turbine tubes clumped around each atomic kernel. Voiceover. The Convair B-39 Peacemaker is the most formidable weapon in our Strategic Air Command's arsenal for peace. Powered by 8 nuclear-heated Pratt & Whitney NP-4051 turbojets, it circles endlessly above the Arctic ice cap, waiting for the call. This is Item 1, the flight training and test bird. 12 other birds await criticality on the ground. For once launched, a B-39 can only be landed at 2 airfields in Alaska that are equipped to handle them. This one's been airborne for 9 months so far, and shows no signs of age. Cut to. A shark the size of a Boeing 727 falls away from the open bomb bay of the monster. Stubby delta wings slice through the air, propelled by a rocket-bright glare. Voiceover. A modified Navajo missile, test article for an XK Pluto payload, dives away from a carrier plane. Unlike the real thing, this one carries no hydrogen bombs, no direct-cycle fission ramjet to bring retaliatory destruction to the enemy. Traveling at Mach 3, the XK Pluto will overfly enemy territory, dropping megaton-range bombs until, its payload exhausted, it seeks out and circles a final target. Once over the target, it will eject its reactor core and rain molten plutonium on the heads of the enemy. XK Pluto was a total weapon. Every aspect of its design, from the shockwave it creates as it hurtles along a treetop height to the structure of its atomic reactor, is designed to inflict damage. Cut to. Bells and postcards. Auschwitz movies. A holiday in hell. Voiceover. This is why we need such a weapon. This is what it deters. The abominations first raised by the Third Reich's organization Tot, now removed to the Ukraine and deployed in the service of New Soviet Man, as our enemy calls himself. Cut to. A sinister gray concrete slab, the upper surface of a Mayan step pyramid built with East German cement. Barbed wire. Guns. A drained canal slashes north from the base of the pyramid toward the Baltic coastline. Relic of the installation process. This is where it came from. The slave barracks squat beside the pyramid like a horrible memorial to its black-uniformed builders. Cut to. The new resting place. A big concrete monolith surrounded by 3 concrete-lined lakes and a canal. It sits in the midst of a Ukraine landscape, flat as a pancake, stretching out forever in all directions. Voiceover. This is Project Kostchei, the Kremlin's key to the gates of hell.